We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pitchos Elior, and Mechoros Perakei, Mishnah Vav. Hav shochet as a bechor u'mechoro. Someone shechted a bechor. He thought it had a mum, that was a mum kavua, and therefore he should be able to shecht it. And he sold the meat of the bechor. V'noda shalo harohu. And then it was known that he never showed it to a mumche. After the meat was already sold, then we realized, oh, it was never showed to a mumche. So the meat of the animal is therefore going to be usur. You may say, well, it's maybe really was a Baal Mum, although he didn't show it to a Mumche. Nonetheless, the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir from Mishnah Dalid, where Rabbi Meir had said that it doesn't matter. Meaning, since you didn't go to a Mumche, even if it did have a Mum before, it doesn't matter. This is a fine that we give you, and therefore you're not able to eat the meat. Not only can you eat it, but you can't sell it. You can't benefit from it at all. So the Mishnah here says, what do we do in such a case? Hashochet es habechor mecharo, person shechet a bechor, sold it, and it was found out that it was never showed to a mumche. Masha ochlu, v'hu yachzir lahem ha'es hadamim. Whatever they ate, which means the people who purchased the meat, they ate some of the meat already. So the person who sold it has to refund them that money, whatever they paid for that amount that they ate. And this is a knas that we give them. Even though they got benefit from the meat, nonetheless, he has to refund, and therefore they got their money's worth. Nonetheless, he has to refund the money of that which they ate. Uma shelo achlu habasar yikaver, that which they did not eat. So obviously it's asur bahana, they can't get benefit, so therefore it has to be buried. V'hu yachzir lahem es hadamim as well. And he has to pay back. He sold them meat, which can't be used, so of course he has to refund the money for that which they did not eat. The same halacha would apply not only to a bechor when we're discussing Baal Mum, and really never showed it to a mumche. What about someone who shechted a para, sold it, and then it was found out that it had there was a trait for those, some type of fatal defect that it had, which makes it, of course, which makes it usur. And this, assuming that this is something that he would have known about before. There are a lot of cases of the trait for us, we do not know about it until after it was shechted. But here, it was shechted where you could have, it could have been checked, and it was sold, and now we find that it was a trefa. Masha achlu achlu, same thing. That which was eaten achlu, they ate. V'yachzir lahem es hadamim, and you still we impose this fine that the seller has to pay even for that what the people ate. U'masha lo achlu, what they did not eat. Now this is different when it comes to then a trefa is different than bechor. Bechor is asur bahana. Their bechor, whatever is left over has to be buried. But a trefa is not asur bahana. So masha lo achlu hein yachziru lo es habasar. That which was not eaten, they the buyer can return the meat to the seller, and he pays them back, gives them back the money. They, the Jewish buyers, obviously don't want this meat if they can't eat it, so they give it back to the seller, they get their money back, and the seller is able to sell it to a non-Jew. It's not us or b'hana. So that's the difference between the case of the trefa and that on the part of the meat that was not eaten, it can be returned, they get a refund, and the seller can sell it to someone else. Micharu l'nachrim uhitiluhu l'chlavim yishalmulo d'mei hatrefa. So here the buyers didn't eat it at all. So when they eat it, so then we impose this knas upon the seller that even though they ate from it, they should get their money back. But they didn't eat it. They didn't violate anything. They themselves, the buyers, sold the animal, not knowing it was a trefa, but that's okay. They didn't want to eat it themselves. They sold it to non-Jews, or they fed it to their dogs. So here, the seller didn't cause them to commit any type of avera. So therefore, they're able to get benefit from it, so they didn't do anything wrong by selling it to a non-Jew or giving it to dogs, finding out then afterwards it was really a trefa. So all the seller now has to do is yishamalo demei hatrefa, the value of the trefa. What does that mean? So it means that the seller has to refund only the difference between the price of an animal that's kosher, an animal that's not a trefa, and the price of a trefa. And that's what they get paid back. We begin the sixth parak. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph is the, we need a little introduction just to the laws of Mum. The Torah says in Parshas Ve'emor, Kol Asher Bo Mum, Lo Sakrivu Ki Lo L'Ratzoni Elochem. Okay, not permitted to sacrifice an animal that has a Mum. And then the Torah speaks about all the types of Mumim. And then we'll get to the specifics in our Mishnahis as well. But in the Torah itself, we have a list. Averes O Shavur, this is Vayikra Chav Beis. Averes O Shavur, Oh, charutz, oh, yabeles. So a little bit blind, where the limbs are broken, if it's cut. It has, or it has a certain gross, like a dry scab, a moist scab, o garav, o yalefes. So all of these are types of scabs. So warts, lo sakri al Hashem, Torah says you can't sacrifice these. Not only that, vishor vase sarua vikalut. On the list is a bull or a lamb, let's say has a limb that's too long, or hoofs that are round. This also can't be brought as a carbon. Or on the list, umaoch v'kasus v'nasuk v'charus, referring to the testicles, bruised, crushed, pulled out, or cut, also can't be brought. Lo sakviru l'ashem uvartzechem lo sa'asu. So here we have, the Torah certainly gives us a long list of potential mumin, but we'll see in the Mishnayos as well. We'll elaborate upon the ones in the Torah, and we'll see what else is included in what would render an animal any animal a bechor as well. It's important to know for a bechor, because a bechor, I wonder if I can shecht it. If it's a mum kavua, then you can shecht the animal right now. It doesn't have to be brought as a karbon. But all other animals obviously can't be brought as karbonis if they have a mum. And as we've said, if they have a mum, in fact, they can be redeemed in other cases, and we can use the money for a carbon. Says the Mishnah, Eila mumin shochatenas habachor. It's for these mumin that it's considered a mum kavua, and you're permitted to shecht the bachor, can't be brought as a carbon, no problem with shechting at all and having the kohen eat from the animal. Nifgema az no min hasachus. Avalo min ha'or. The ear, obviously speaking about the ear. The sachus is the cartilage. And we'll see what that is exactly, part of the ear we're talking about. A lot of the ear is cartilage. And this is where nifgema, if there's a notch, there's some type of slit in the cartilage. So this is where something, we assume, is some of it is missing, and that's a part of the problem. And this is, we only assume, though, that the notch in the ear is considered a blemish only if it's enough that your person, if he runs his fingernail across it, it's going to be caught and it's not going to go smooth all the way through. It's still smooth enough that you're able to move your fingernail across it and it's not going to get caught, so that's not going to be a pigima. That's what the Batuner says here. Ain't pigima below chisar. When we talk about pigima, pogame, a defect literally, something is missing a little bit. Aval sedek, when we use the language setting, this dekub, which we'll see in a second, it's cracked literally. That's nami, that's mafshinami below chisar. There are times where that would, so I hear the word pigam, nifgama, that means there's a piece missing. If I hear the word nis deka, sedek, I assume that there's a crack, but nothing, that's not necessarily that's something missing. When it comes to being an esrog as well. Yeah, sometimes there's an esrog which is chaser, and sometimes with esrog is cracked, but it's not missing any piece. Ushir pigima, in fact, we do compare the idea of mumin of animals to an esrog as well. We apply many of those halachos. Ushir pigima kadesha tachkur barzi. Pardon, that's what he says. The ushir pigima is, we call it pigima if, in fact, it's going to, the fingernail is going to get caught on the way. So here, when we speak about the cartilage, there's some debate about this. Some claim that it's referring to the center part of the ear, which is harder, and others claim no, it would be the entire ear except the lobe of the ear is what we're speaking about. But the Mishnah had said avalomina or not from the skin. What does it mean not from the skin? So Baturi explains, if it's just the skin that's affected, so that may heal. The or hadar bari velo hamamuma. That's not a mum kavu, that's a mum over. It's going to heal. Vahai or hainu alya raka shel ozen. That refers to, when we speak about the skin, that's the alya raka. That is the soft part of the ear, and that's where we assume that it's going to heal. That would not be considered a mum to allow us to shecht the bechor. This the idea of or obviously depends also what sachus meant. If sachus meant, like the Rambam held, that one opinion that it's considered the skin, it's considered just the middle part of the ear, then the or is the rest of the part of the ear. But according to Bar Tanura and Rashi, who hold that no, the when we speak about the first part of the ear, the sachus of the ear, which the Mishnah spoke about where there's a mum, and that's the whole ear except the lobe, that means that the or that we speak about is just the lobe, and we assume that the lobe of the ear is something that will heal. What about nis deka? So here we have that word. It's supposed nifgema, where it's missing a little piece. Nis deka, it's cracked. Af al pish lo chasra, even though it's not missing anything. The Mishnah has this on the list as well. Nikva melo karshina, or it has a hole as big as karshina, which is which is animal, a type of animal grain of animal food. If it's that large, now the ease osha yavsha, or it's dry. These are all considered mumim. Now, why is nistaka? What's the problem? So here we're speaking about the cartilage of the ear is slit. So nifgema, really, that's where there's pigimo. We assume there's a piece that is that piece that's missing. So the slit that we speak of is nistaka, where there's a crack. That would be considered a problem, even if it's a little bit. It has to be deep that people are able to notice it, even though it's not missing any cartilage. And the Mishnah and Malo and Nikva, if there's a hole, so it has to be, the hole has to be big enough. The size of this piece of this grain, this animal food, it would be big enough. A very small piercing would not be an issue if you really can't see it. Osha Yavsha, what we say, the ear is dried up. That's also considered a mum. And the Mishnah wants to know, what does that mean? Ezu hi yavesha, what's considered dry? Kol sheitina keveina motziati basdam. Anything that is dry enough that if you puncture it, no blood is going to come out, that's considered yavsha, that would be considered a mum. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, yavesha shein nifreches. He says, no, not just if you're able to puncture it and there's no drip blood that comes out, that's not necessarily considered yavesha. That's not a mum. He says, I'll tell you where it's considered yavesha. Only it's so dry that if you would hold it in your hand, it would crumble. So that would be considered a mum, but not anything less than that, according to Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam. Now, we mentioned in the beginning that we have, the Torah has a whole list of mumin. This was not on the list. How do I know? What's the definition? What's the hagdara when we speak about mumin? How do we define it? What's considered in the category of a mum? So the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Zayin that it's all derived from the psukim, but it's through the principle of klal, prat uklal. Klal, prat uklal, I have a generalization, then a specific statement, and then a klal after. What's the rule? Iyat hadan elakeina haprat. What's included then? What's included is anything that's similar to the prat. You have this when it comes to the hashavas avedus. The Torah gives a general rule that you're supposed to return a lost object. Then it gives you specific things that that people may lose, you have to return a shorn, a chamor, clothing, etc. And then it gives you kol avedas achicha, gives you a generalization that follows. So does only include that which is written on the list? Absolutely not. Klal uprat uklal includes anything that's ke'ain, that's akin to the prat, that's like the prat, that's similar to. So we have to find what's the basic principle that underlies the prat, the specifics, and then we'll include other things as well. So here, what did the psukim say? Devarv tezvav. It says v'chiyevo mum. If there is a mum, well, that's a cloud. That's a generalization. It just says a blemish. And then it gives specifics. Piseach, oiver. So then speaks about some others. So this is not actually the psukim in Vayikra. This is the psukim in Devarim Tesvav. So we didn't quote these before. Piseach, oiver. The Piseach, where it's lame. Iver, where it was blind. That's a prat. That's specific. It sounds like it includes only those. And then it says kol mumra, which is now another generalization. So I have v'chievo mum. And the generalization. Then, pisach oiver, specifics, lame or blind. And then, kol mumra, any mum. That's bad. So that's another klal. So what is the ke'en haprat of those two, pisach oiver, lame or blind? So the answer is the following. Mahaprat, says the Bar Tanura, mifurash mumin shebegolui ve'eno chozer. These are the two characteristics of those two pratim, which is, number one, they are mum shebegolu, they're noticeable, and number two, eno chozer, they do not heal. Af kol mumin shebegolu ve'eno chozer, so to any mum that is revealed, that's exposed, you can see it, and it's not going to heal, that's included, and that's how we're able to include what's in our Mishnah, and we'll see, the Mishnah that come up are going to be very technical. about different types of mumin, but that's the general rule, the klal of pata klal. Anything that's like pisach and iver, which is any mum that is begalui and that's exposed, and ein chozer and will not heal, is considered a mum for our purposes.